The Democrats are really folding to that progressive kind of radical wing that they've got. And so that I'm sure is part of it, that he is afraid to keep his, he wants to keep his job. He doesn't want to lose his job. But, you know, they're when you said, you know, both sides say it's your fault, but I think the votes prove it. The Democrats in the House voted to shut down government. That is what they did. They had an opportunity a little around 2 weeks ago now, just under 2 weeks ago. They had the opportunity to vote for this clean CR, which did not have any poison partisan pills in it. This was a clean CR. Let us stay open, you know, until November 21st so that we continue working on that appropriations progress we are making. All of the appropriation bills in the House are out of committee, are out of the Appropriations Committee. Three of them are
Right.
in conference committee,
Wow.
which have it hasn't happened in like 6 years. And so we are well on our way. And in my mind, this is absolutely what a CR is for. Give us 6 weeks to finish up this appropriations process, which those appropriations bills also do contain cuts. We are lowering the cost of government and at what we're spending.
Well.
And so they absolutely, this is on the Democrats' back. They are holding the American people hostage for their radical agenda, which and I don't know if anybody even talks about it, but in the CR that the Democrats proposed, they're robbing the Rural Healthcare Transformation Act of $50 billion. They
Yeah, I
didn't
saw
mention
that.
that, did they?
No, conveniently. Do you think this is in this 5D chess that they talk about Trump playing all the time? Do you think this is his move to maybe take a scalpel to make some of these furloughs, job cuts permanent?
You know what?
Be a
He is
good
always
time.
two steps ahead of everybody, and it would be a good time. And I've said I don't think anybody thinks government's too small. So I think that there may be a good opportunity. I haven't heard exactly what his plan is on that. So I think that this would be the opportunity to do that.
Henry, did you have a question for Michelle Fischbach on what's on your mind? Hey, Henry.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Hi, Michelle. Hey, I'm a North Dakota guy, so I've given up on the North Dakota congressional group. But here's my question to you. We haven't had a budget since 97, and none of you Congress or Senate have really on the Republican side done anything to get us a budget. We've got 128 continuing resolutions, and you guys are squabbling over this one. We're $37 trillion in debt because we haven't had a budget. It's really one of the only official jobs you guys have in Congress is to pass a budget every year, and you haven't done it since 1997. How do you explain that? I mean, if you were in private sector, you'd be terminated for either ignorance or willful knowing about it. So how do you guys explain it as you sit in Congress and Senate and you let the American people down?
And I recognize that we have a huge deficit and we are working on that. But as I was mentioning earlier, we are working on that appropriations. We're working on that budgeting process right now. And I haven't been there since 1997, so I can't give all the answer. But right now, what we are focused on, and as the Republican majority, we are focused on getting those appropriations bills through, which we have out of committee. Three are in conference committee. I mentioned that earlier, but I understand I want to get back to regular order. And the Democrats right now are standing in the way of that. And so we are working on that budget.
You know, it's such a evil, long, convoluted cake that you have to unbake, with getting back to a balanced budget, but getting back to my friend Dave Hughes is a big, Steve Hallstrom is a big, I am a big hawk on that. But that's a, you know, a, but I think if any team is maybe going to get any closer to it, would be this team, but it's not going to happen overnight, I think is the bottom line. Cindy is on with Michelle Fischbach. Cindy's in Bismarck, North Dakota. Hey, Cindy, what's on your mind?
It's not really a question, but in the world I live in, the best way to fix this shutdown is the senators and the representatives. If we shut down, they should not get paid either, and I'll bet you things would change. You got to hit them guys in the pocketbook to make them wake up and smell the coffee. That's my opinion.
I like it. You know, one of the things too, Michelle, is that, a lot of government employees aren't getting paid, but it seems to me some of the stuff that they want to put in here is more part of the griff, if you will. We've got to keep these programs, a lot of money going there. We really don't know where the money goes, and these estates are getting but who's, you know, I'm all for this, and you get to earn your way back into this budget if you're legit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and what the Democrats are talking about doing is undoing a lot of the stuff that was in the Big Beautiful Bill, you know, reinstating, USAID, like, you know, that whole USAID issue that we were able to cut. They want to reinstate that. They want to reinstate the public broadcasting money. So their proposal under their CR would have increased spending by nearly $1.5 trillion. And so that's what they're talking about. You know, they are talking about increasing spending, reinstating. There are things they don't like in the Big Beautiful Bill. And you know what? They proved that with their vote. Most of them, I think all of them voted no. So, but now they're holding the American people hostage. I think that's what it boils down to. They're holding them hostage so that they can reinstate some of that garbage.
Let me ask you, so we just got about a minute left, but you're from where I'm from. We have a lot of the same. We probably know a lot of we know a lot of the same people. I talk about, you know, Michelle, when I talk about the Democratic Party, I think back to the DFL. I think back to Colin Peterson and, you know, back in the day when it was reasonable and mostly arguing not about so much what we spent, but how much we spent, et cetera. It seems to me, yes or no, for the most part, they seem irrelevant. I don't even know why I'm really paying much attention to what they say anymore. Am I wrong?
You know what? Well, first of all, I will just agree with you. They are pandering to their radical left. They are pandering to the AOCs, to the whatever squad they call themselves, the squad. They are pandering to them, and they have absolutely lost their way.